broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips always. This is indeed the broadcast for January the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We stand against revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but we do stand for the peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Now, as we told you, we're leaving tomorrow morning to go to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump. And the interesting thing about that is there's so many events going on. There's balls and galas and swearing-ins and breakfasts and all kinds of events everywhere. Bikers, rallies, the list just goes on and on and on and on. And you know, I got thinking about what's the most important things we could be doing as we swear in the next president of the free world, as we swear in the next hope for pro-life, as we swear in the next hope to promote the principles of God, family, and country with a goal of protecting life, liberty, and property. What can we best be doing with our time? Do we need to go to a gala? Do we need to go to a breakfast? And you know, there's solutions in America, ladies and gentlemen. Thank heavens there are. There are solutions, and people are working on them. The Liberty Council, LC.org, is one of them. Matt Staver and crew, Family Research Council, many people doing many good things. But I actually got a hold of a lady who is one of the leaders of the Liberty Prayer Network. That's the prayer ministry of Liberty Council. LibertyPrayerNet.org, if you want the website. LibertyPrayerNet.org. And we got to give a bravo to these people. Actually, the lady's name is Maureen Bravo, and they're doing a great job, and they got a lot of plans for the inauguration and surrounding events. Maureen, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Good morning, Sam. God bless you, and God bless all of our listeners this morning.
Amen. Thank you for that. So there's so much going on, but of all the things we could be doing that could help out Donald Trump, that could bring people together, no matter what race, no matter what creed, no matter what religion, no matter what color, is if we double down on Christian principles and say, look, we can work together in a positive way. We can pray together. We can stand together. We can worship together. And you know what? The theological differences don't matter. What matters most is that we agree that we need to pray for the next leader of the free world, that we need to pray for peace and safety and stability around the world, that we can pray for those hearts and minds of our leaders, that they will do the right thing to restore the principles that made America great and will turn us back to our God, Maureen.
Sam, yes, thank you so much. And, you know, people like you, when I heard your intro, it says, standing at the crossroads of the nation on top of the mountain. What a powerful image that is for the Liberty News Radio and the Liberty Roundtable Live this morning. As we come together, we are, as a nation, standing at a crossroads. And I thank you that the emphasis is on cross. And it's just a pleasure to be able to be in a place where you can speak freely about the things of the Lord, that we can share our hearts openly with each other, and there are no boundaries as far as what he is trying to do in our nation at this hour. It's an open heaven and open doors for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, to move in our nation again. Sam, I have with me this morning a dear friend and brother in Christ who came from Romania in the continent of Beulah, which is the new name that the intercessors have given to the continent of Europe. They call it Beulah, my beloved. And Pastor Ioan Pea is part of the International Prayer Council, and he is the Eastern European coordinator for that. And he's been part of a three-strand cord with Dallas Eggemeyer and myself as we've been administrating this 24-hour national strategic prayer call, which has been undergirding the preparations for the inauguration.
So they've got a prayer call going on, ladies and gentlemen, via conference call across the United States. They've got a prayer call going. It's literally 24/7. When did it start, Maureen?
It started on November the 11th. And I'm just going to let Pastor Yuan and I sort of tandem with you. So I've introduced him. It's Yuan. It's John in Romanian, but it's I-O-A-N, and it sounds like you and on. So Yuan. And this prayer call began on November the 11th when we realized that after the election on the 8th, many people came down off the wall, Sam, as you and I discussed earlier. And so on the 9th of November, when I went to a phone call that I had been doing for about 3 months, there was no one on the line. Everybody had dropped back, just like what happened after 9/11 here in the nation. People went back to what they did because it was over. The battle was gone. And so Pastor Yuan called me from California, where he was visiting his family before he went home to Romania. And he had some really intense things to say. So I'm going to let him share with you.
Please. Perfect.
Explain.
And while we get Yuan on the line really quick, ladies and gentlemen, what she means by getting off the wall is she means that people were engaged. They were trying to do their very best to restore this nation, to bring back principles that make America great, that turn us to our God, that do all these things. And sometimes we believe that it's just an election cycle and then, oh, we can give up till the next election cycle. Oh, how wrong could we be? Yuan and others, worldwide leaders, are starting to understand that we've got to be vigilant. We've got to stay there. This is not an election cycle. This is not political. This is a moral stand. Yuan, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you, Sam. I've been invited to take part to the National Prayer Assembly in Washington, D.C. in 27-28 of October as a leader of the International Prayer Council. And for my good surprise, I saw so much humility and the spirit of repentance that I never saw before in the United States. And I said, this is for good. The Lord is moving mightily in the nation. Actually, everything starts with the people of God. So that the National Prayer Assembly was unique as far as my friends describe what happened there. And the first morning, I had a question in my mind. What is the name of the day of the election? And I questioned Dallas and Maureen, Joe Rob, and other leaders, and they said, we have not any clue. So during a time of sharing insights and fresh revelation from God, the Lord revealed that the name of the day is the glorious day. So I tell you openly that I when I arrived in Washington, D.C., even my dear friends, brother and sister, were quite down because the pressure was so high. And then I proclaimed this name, the glorious day for 8th of November. I said, the Lord is at work. He will do mighty things. So I was not constrained by anything to share what the Lord revealed to me. And indeed, 8th of November was a glorious day. And now we recognize that God intervened in an unusual way in the United States to restore the Christian foundation of this great nation. So one day later, I was in California with praying. I pray maybe 40 prayer calls all across the nation in 10 days before the election and during the day of election. And suddenly I had an understanding like a vision. And I saw the adversary regrouping and being ready to strike back. And the word came, protect and secure the day of the victory and the glorious day. So I called Maureen and Dallas and later on around 40 prayer networks and prayer leaders. In the day 10th of November, in only one day, the 24/7 National Strategic Conference call was born. And now it's running 24/7. It's unusual. It's something completely new. It's built by God and is doing very well.
And I don't think this has ever been done in our nation before. We've stood for Christian principles. We've been a Judeo-Christian nation from the beginning, but I've never seen such a resurgence of repentance and turning to God and a 24/7 vigilant focus as we now see. People are taking courage. People are taking hope in their God, in that he's given us a tender mercy, a blessing, if you will. And it's up to us now to do our very best and then have enough faith to trust in him for the rest, right?
Yes, and what as Yuan was saying, this thing came together in a matter of hours, and we launched at 12 midnight, as we entered November the 11th. And from November the 11th at midnight until this very hour, this call is going on, and it's taking place in every one of our 50 states. People are representing different groups that are there and our territories. And we have people calling in from around the world that have heard from it, a lot of them through Pastor Johann and his connections. We have internationals that are flying here on their own nickel to come to the United States. We had a couple we met with yesterday that flew in from Australia, Jenny and Jeff.
Wow.
Precious. And they felt they had to be here. And, of course, that's a very expensive and a long flight.
Amen to that. Maureen, stay right there. Bravo to you folks. By the way, her last name is Bravo. Maureen Bravo with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about something that we can do to make a difference. You can be a prayer partner, folks. We'll tell you about it, tell you about the events coming up in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live. Hold on, folks.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, an invitation is extended to everyone within the sound of my voice. You can be a prayer partner for our many important cases and activities by joining Liberty Council's Liberty Prayer Network, ladies and gentlemen. You can pray for the work internationally. Pray as an advocate for America and pray that this nation shall endure. Our guest, Maureen Bravo, is with us. Liberty Prayer Network, that's the prayer ministry for Liberty Council. And for you to learn more, libertyprayernet.org. That's libertyprayernet.org. And Maureen is with us. We also have Yuan with us. doing a great job talking about how they kicked off this 24/7 prayer conference call. It's been going on literally since like November the 10th forward, 24/7 of this very hour. And they're going to keep it up right on through not only the election, which is after the election is what happened, not only through the inauguration, which is coming up here in a few days, but now they've also committed to keep the prayer network going, the prayer call, conference call going for the first 100 days of Donald Trump in an effort to pray for his heart to be softened, for him to focus on pro-life, pro-God, family, and country policies, and to really change America to a repentant nation, to a focus on God is greater than government nation, to a we the people need to pay attention to God's laws and his guidance. There's so much here, Maureen.
Sam, thank you so much. And may I just bless you right now, because I very often do not have interviews with people that can so accurately depict what our conversation has been. You have been very accurate in the way that you have described things, and I bless you for that. And as a representative of media, I pray that the way that you are reporting, as you are sharing, as you're articulating, that that unction, that anointing that God has given you will spread like wildfire across all of the realms of media in the United States, because truth and integrity and accuracy are things that are terribly lacking, and you are modeling all of them in this call for us. So I want to thank you. I bless you, and I ask that that go forth from Liberty News Radio, that there would be a freedom to report. I believe there are people that are positioned in all of the media that know God and have had their muzzles on their mouths, and it's time to take the muzzles off. It's time for the reporting to come out, for those that know the Lord to have a platform and a forum in which they can articulate what the Lord is saying through them. And I ask the Lord to start to bring them forth now in the name of Jesus.
Amen to that. Now, Maureen, one interesting thing is I got offered a pretty big a nationally syndicated talk show host gig with a very big network many years ago to be on a couple of hundred radio stations. But the guy said to me, he said, Sam, we want to give you this gig and put you on these several hundred radio stations, and we'll do it under one condition, that you quit talking so much about God. And I said, well, if God's out, I'm out. I won't do it. I'm off it. I'm out. No way. And so that's kind of the story of who we are and what we do. But I want to mention, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business we're talking here. And I know it seems like when we talk about prayer, people are like, oh, yeah, that's good. We, you know, prayer's good, but we got to do something real. We got to get active in what we're doing. Folks, there's nothing more real than turning to the Almighty Author of Liberty. The founders understood this principle well. They went to the preachers, to the Black Robe Regiment. And I'm not talking about race here, folks. I'm talking about the Black Robe Regiment was about the clothes they wore as they stood in the pulpits on fire with the principles of liberty. They understood who they were. They understood what their goal was, to create a nation of liberty where they could worship who, where, or how they may, where they could literally believe in and live according to the dictates of their own consciences. They understood these principles, and they looked to the religious leaders really as their rallying point, as their cause. Now, the leaders were just mere men and women also, but they were true people who understood the Lord and led their flocks to a belief in God, doing their very best and having faith in him and trusting in the rest. Isn't that what we're trying to revive, Maureen? Isn't that what we're about here?
That is, and every time I hear the word the Black Robe Regiment, my heart sort of leaps. My husband is a retired judge in Central Florida, and of course he has worn the black robes in his courtroom. In fact, he's worn a couple of other colors for various things for his college football team. But anyway, he has been a member of the Black Robe group. And when I see that word, the Black Robe Regiment, I remember the stories I heard as a young child about the pastors that would be in the pulpits. And then they would stand and say to their people, now let's put feet to our prayers. They'd take their robe off, and with their muskets and their three-cornered hats, they'd lead their congregation into battle in the New England states. And it was a very powerful image as a child to remember these stories and to realize that God and liberty and our nation are not separated. It is not a divided thing. We, as godly people, need to stand and direct the course of history in our nation in the legislative ability God has given us as the ecclesia.
Amen to that. All right, Maureen, I wanted to keep you on for 30 minutes, but I'm hoping you can stay with me past the bottom of the hour break for a little bit more. The reason why is I want to put Yuan on really quick, and then we'll come back to you, Maureen, if that's okay. And I want to ask Yuan a very important – oh, he's not here?
Yeah, no, I'm here.
All right, excellent, sir. I wanted to talk to you. You know, you grew up in another country, and you've learned about America. You understand the American ideal, what we believe in and why. And you probably have a better perspective than most Americans who were born in America and live in America because you've seen it elsewhere. Can you speak to that a little bit for me?
Yes. Actually, it was quite a journey starting in 2004. I was in Jerusalem to All Nations Convocation with around 2,500 people praying on behalf of the United States for the elections. That time was September 2004. And as you maybe remember, was President Bush, George Bush, against John Kerry. And it was very, very difficult time, that election. So Sister in Christ for the United States, Bobby Bailey, she encouraged prayer of all these delegates or representatives of the nation, 200 nations, to pray on behalf of the United States. And I'm part of the Council of Elders in that convocation, and I was in the first row. I bowed the head and said, Lord, what is going around the United States? And the Lord told me a reality of what's going around, the spiritual realm. And the Lord said, no more. And the Lord said, because the prophets led astray my people, the people of God, and they don't fulfill my will, I will bring judgment against the United States because there's no more time. The time is over. The end times comes. And the next generations, two generations, must be ready for the end time harvest, the great awakening. But the family is broken down. And all this was built up in the last 70 years of breaking down, you know, the principles, God's principles in the family, and exported from United States all over the world. The Lord said, no more. And she showed me in a vision how the judgment comes and how the foundation of the nation is turned upside down. And demonic powers taking over, and destruction and suffering and pain, but because all across the nation, in order to bring repentance, humility, and to turn back to God, and to fulfill the promise or the request of God from Malachi, where it's written, I will send ahead of me, someone in the spirit of Elijah, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers towards the sons, and the hearts of the sons toward the father, unless I will strike the land with a curse. So the Lord said, no more time. And all this vision was fulfilled during the last year, really. I saw the progression of the judgment coming down, and I saw also the awakening of the church and coming back to the Lord.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Yuan, and he's got a unique worldwide perspective on prayer, on the blessings that America has, that if we're not careful, we will lose those blessings. But we still have more freedoms than any other nation. We're still the greatest country on the earth, not because we're better than anybody else, but because we obey Judeo-Christian principles. Maureen Bravo with us as well. We're talking about prayer and the value it has in our nation. We need your help, folks. Back in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Trump's first formal news conference as president-elect was a contentious affair and lost in the furor generated by salacious accusations in an unsourced dossier. Was the fact that the president-elect called the conference to explain how he would avoid any conflict of interest as president with his vast international business holdings. This includes placing his empire in a trust controlled by his oldest sons, but he would not divest himself of his business holdings. Trump also proposed turning over to the United States Treasury any profits received at his hotels from foreign government clients. An ethics officer and, separately, a chief compliance counsel will be appointed at the Trump Organization to watch its operations and ensure that it is not receiving special terms, payment, or favors as a result of its ties to Mr. Trump, summarized the New York Times. Critics in the media have been pushing for Trump to divest himself of all his businesses, which no law requires, and which would have disastrous tax consequences for Trump. The law only requires that a government official not take advantage of his position for monetary gain, and the burden of proof is upon the government. Many media critics and ethics analysts have accused Trump of violating the Emoluments Clause of the United States Constitution. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this is Solutions Radio. One of the great solutions that has been our, in my opinion, blessing and opportunity is to turn to our God in humble prayer. That's what Maureen Bravo, Yuan, and others are doing. We're talking about the Liberty Prayer Network. It's a division of Liberty Council. LibertyPrayerNet.org, and you can become a partner in helping them pray. They got a 24/7 conference call prayer event going on right through the first 100 days of Donald Trump's presidency. And who knows if it'll go beyond that. Our prayer is that it continues. But I've never seen such an outpouring of good, honest Americans joining together and people from around the world joining together for the sacred, holy cause of liberty, turning to their God, repenting, praying, and doing what it's going to take to prevent the cursings. Now it's up to us, ladies and gentlemen, on if we'll turn to our God, and if so, he'll heal our land. If not, though, Yuan's absolutely right. We're out of time. We better get it done now. We better provide proper leadership now. This is our opportunity. Now, Yuan, I want to quickly ask you, around the world, though, you know, America's lost a lot of freedom. We agree. And America's at a crossroads, and America needs to absolutely stand and be counted in the army of God, if you will. But at the same time, we still have more blessings and more freedoms than most countries around the world, don't we?
That's right, Sam. I come from a former communist country, and I know what I speak about. It's unparalleled. And actually, the God's intention is to make again United States his champion in world evangelism and mission and compassionate ministry all around the world in end times. I received this understanding in 15th of January 2011 when I traveled here with a specific assignment to download something from above. And for my surprise, considering the time of judgment was such a positive message from God. And he declared the time that he will select a person that is born again that was not involved in the occult structures. And this will be the new president of the United States. And especially, this is something related with the Old Covenant people, the Jewish people, because the Jewish people found a place, a shelter of refuge and protection in the United States, unparalleled in other nations in the world. And the Lord said, "And forever I will not break down my covenant with this nation. In spite of the judgment time, I will restore the Christian foundation and will give a new season of favor of God." So we are now witnessing this statement of God, that born-again president, I tell you something. During the election, before the election, the Lord said, it's written in the Holy Book, the Lord is picking up the foolish of the world, the least of this world, to put to shame the strong of the darker side. And it's unparalleled in terms of qualities or political skills, but Trump will be a very good president of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is doing a marvelous work. The question only left is, will you be part of it? There are going to be prayer events going on. Thank you so much, Pastor Yuan. Doing a great job. I'm going to be looking forward to meeting you and Maureen and others in person with some of the unfolding of the events happening this week. Maureen, you got David's tent. You got this prayer event. You've also got a document that people are signing on to in support of Donald Trump and really the presidency and the restoration of freedoms and liberty under God in America. Tell us about some of the events going on, how people can sign that document. I read it and signed it. It's tremendous. Let's cover that really quick.
Okay, if you can let your listeners know the address, I won't go into telling that. But what it is, it's a covenant. It's called the USA Trumpet Call to a Holy Convocation in Washington, D.C. It begins tonight. For the next 3 days, we'll be involved in an Esther fast, no food, no water, as we prepare the way for the King of Glory to enter into our nation. This document is our covenant document that is going to, on behalf of the body of Christ, declare that we confirm the covenant between the United States of America and God, and joyfully renew our marriage vows with him so that together we can stand with the Spirit and say, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. So, Sam, this is a very powerful declaration on behalf of the people of this country that agree to welcome the King of Glory back in and let him be the sovereign. As Yuan said the other day, once you are committing yourself in this document, you no longer can be part of two kingdoms. And the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of our God. They will become his personal property and possession. So each of us gives ourselves to him first, and then all that we are and all that we offer becomes his property and possession. And so this document is something that we have people all around the world signing it as witnesses, and then we have people from all the United States as far as our 50 states and our territories that are invited to sign, and everybody, not everyone can be on site in Washington to sign it personally like you will be at the tent with us, but whoever comes to the internet can get on the internet and sign it at that website. If they go to the USA Trumpet Call to a Holy Convocation Facebook page, they can click on the link there. And if you go to lc.org, then you can go to the prayer page, and it will show you the USA Covenant, and you can click on that. So if there's any questions, those are the two sources, and then perhaps your station could have that reference if people need it. The thing that's important is now, as we convene in Washington for this holy convocation, we have a time at David's Tent, which is 24 hours of praise and worship going on for the last year, right by the Washington Monument, centrally located in the heart of the cross over the city. Some people call it a sarcophagus. That's the way that Enfant put it together. But when I look at it, I see a cross of Christ over the city. And David's Tent is located right by the center of the cross. And in that tent, they've been worshiping and praising for 24 hours a day for over a year now. We will use that as our staging ground. Every day, starting tonight, we will have a session from 5 to 7 every evening, but also in the morning from 5 to 9, from 9 to 11 every day. We'll gather there and we'll worship, take communion together, and then we go out on our specific assignments. God has given us three directives while we're here. And I'm going to let Pastor Yuan speak to what it is about. But we will be going to the Supreme Court tomorrow, then to the Capitol on Wednesday, and then to the White House on Thursday. And in each of these places, we will be proclaiming the governance, the authority, the justice, the executive power, the kingship, the lordship of Jesus Christ over this nation. And today at noon, we will be having the honor to lead what is called the Jericho March. There are multiple ministries that have taken to participate in this, and they asked the 24/7 National Strategic Prayer Call team and those that were represented as intercessors at the National Prayer Assembly. We are leading the march today, and for 7 days, different groups will be leading a march around the White House, blowing their shofars and just worshiping God and inviting him to come into the nation. The 6 days prior to the seventh day will be basically announcing the presence of God, that God is here, that he is about to make his presence known. And then on the seventh day, as Donald Trump finishes his oath of office and the crowds begin to clap and say, yay, we're going to have a shout across the nation in every place, trumpets blowing, people shouting. And we believe that that which has held this nation's capital in captivity, that has been a prison for it, those walls will fall. And there will be a new administration emerging as it transitions from darkness to light. And on that moment, that which we call that glorious day, it will be the same way as the Jews in Susa felt when they were allowed to pick up their swords and defend themselves. It's the second day. Yuan, speak to that.
Yeah, we've been instructed for the day of election to call up at arms all the body of Christ around the world and use all our connections, international prayer councils and other prayer networks, and people from all around the world, like in the book of Esther, was a day of the for the battle in Susa and also in all the empire. So that was the day of the battle, first day of the battle. But the Jews ask a favor from God to have the second day of the battle. And we know that the last day, 70 days, it was a tremendous confrontation taking place in the United States. So the second day for the battle is 20th of January. We must be aware about the spiritual dimension of this confrontation and not to fall asleep or but to be alert. It's very tense. I encourage all the believers and all the friends that listen to us right now to take a stand, to pray hard the next 5 days.
Amen to that, Yuan. Thank you so much. Maureen Bravo, we're flat out of time. Thank you so much. LC.org, click on the prayer page and go from there. There's a ton of things you can get involved in, and we beg for your support and help as we turn our nation to God. What an opportunity. Thanks, Maureen. Thank you, Yuan.
We'll see you at David's tent, Sam.
You got it. Bye. Thanks so much. All right, excellent work. Back in seconds, Sam and Kurt on your radio.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. Just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke, and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking, and I've, like, tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking, because my mom sends those things out. And she's like, sitting here folding them up, and I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Hey, Kurt, there's been a lot of criticism of Christians as of late by many people saying, hey, Christians aren't doing anything, they got to get on the stick, they got to do something. These folks are, Kurt, we want to partner with them, they're doing a great job, and can we all do more? Absolutely, but let's not sit back and ignore what's being done. It's tremendous to watch, Kurt.
Well, it's amazing, too, to see how so many of our good friends, even, you know, you'll talk with them and they'll say, well, yeah, I'm all for praying, but let's really go to work doing something that, you know, will get something done, you know. And it's just really amazing when you think about, oh, incidences in the scripture where they talk about, hey, you know, bringing down the walls of Jericho or the Red Sea opening or mountains moving. Those are pretty big things getting done.
Amen to that. Yeah. And by the way, and not only is it Christians and people that you and I might typically think of Christians, Donald hasn't really been, you know, considered the greatest Christian guy in the past or whatever else, but there's hope for him. There's change, there's repentance, there's opportunity. There's a reborn or a rebirth.
Yes.
And now they got the wall of meat to defend Donald Trump's inauguration. This is a tremendous story. Kurt?
Yep. Yep. And you said now they got the, what's it called again?
It's called the wall of meat, my friend.
No.
Martin Burles writes it.
Okay.
And what it talks about is bikers for Trump.
Huh.
And these bikers for Trump, again, you probably don't really just run around and think of bikers as the Christian guys running around, really.
Well, you know.
Some of them are. I'm just saying, yeah. You know, that's not what you think of when you think of, you know,
yeah,
bikers.
That's right.
However, a group that calls itself Bikers for Trump is planning to shield President-elect Donald Trump supporters at the January 20th Inauguration Day celebration for protesters. According to the founder of the group, his name is Chris Cox. He and fellow bikers will ride their hogs to Washington.
Whoa.
They're going to attend the Friday inauguration, Kurt.
Yeah.
And they say, in the event we're needed, we will certainly form a wall of meat, Cox said, to protect those who are innocent and who need protection from radicalized protesters.
Yeah.
Hey, man, bring it on, Kurt.
Yeah, that's almost like our buddies, the Oath Keepers, you
exactly
know, whatever.
Like that, yeah.
You know, how much good they do when they show up. You know, some people get worried about them most of the time, at least in my opinion. You're going to be a lot safer with them around.
Well, here's the interesting thing that they say too, Kurt. Chris Cox, the leader of the group, says, listen, we've coordinated with the police. We respect the police. We're going to do all that we can to support them. We'll work with them. We're nonviolent, but we're not going to allow violence to spill into people getting hurt.
Yep.
We are in no way, shape, or form vigilantes, he said, on Fox News, by the way.
Yeah.
We will have a presence during the presidential inauguration. We have full confidence in the police. We believe they have learned from mistakes of the past, and we have the utmost confidence in them. But we will be there in the event that we are needed. Cox explained what a wall of meat is, just in case you don't know. We'll be shoulder to shoulder with our brothers and will be toe-to-toe with anyone that is going to break through any police barriers, that is to assault women, spitting on them, throwing things at them. We are anticipating and standing for a peaceful transfer of power. We are here to support Donald Trump, President of the United States of America. According to Cox, the group has 200,000 members, Kurt. And Bikers for Trump already has a permit for what is considered to be the biggest, quote, pro-Trump rally from a private group in D.C. for the inauguration. Cox expects more than 5,000 bikers to attend. In a statement on the Facebook's page, or Facebook page for Trump, Bikers for Trump, says, hey, anti-Trump groups have gobbled up almost all the permits. But we have one. Their goal is to cause chaos and mayhem. We're here to make sure that does not happen. The statements ask for donations of money and assistance to help them with their overnight security. And they stood toe-to-toe against Black Lives Matters and shoulder-to-shoulder with law enforcement of the RNC in Cleveland as well. And they say thousands of protesters are expected to descend upon Washington. They're going to get it done, my friend. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, it sounds to me like it's a whole lot of meat going out to do some good stuff, huh, Sam?
I don't even know how to respond because I haven't seen such an outpouring of good, honest American people standing together in my whole life, Kurt. I realize that we may not get done all that we hope. I understand all that. But I'm just telling you how tremendous, how incredible it really is. In fact, believe it or not, even people that you never thought would consider voting for Donald Trump or standing with Trump are. Kurt, and you've got on Martin Luther King Day a prime example of the point.
Well, yeah, according to a report we saw a little earlier, Martin Luther King's niece says she voted for Trump. Yeah. And this while at least you're going to have a hard time finding this report, while most of the media is talking about a Congressman John Lewis who says that Trump is an illegitimate president, not too many are going to be mentioning this niece of Martin Luther King that says, I voted for Trump.
Yeah. Why do you think she'd do a thing like that, Kurt?
Well, she's probably a, you know, a woman like the one we had on this last half hour or so. You know, it's encouraged by...
But Kurt...
You know, that kind of thing.
Kurt, this lady's black. I mean, we're told by the mainstream press, fake news folks, that the blacks hate the Donald.
Good point, but it's not true, Sam.
They lied again, didn't they, Kurt? They absolutely lied and created fake news again.
Mm-hmm.
Wall of meat to defend Donald Trump inauguration. MLK's niece, I voted for Trump. Folks, these ne'er-do-wells want you to believe something different than the reality is it's a mandate. And many of us believe that God's hand's in it. I don't think that the Donald's perfect. And I have my worries. But I do believe that this is God's hand in it. And I do believe that we need to do our part, Kurt. We got a lot of work.
Yep. Amen to that. There's a lot more to participating in the, freedom and liberty of our country than just voting or putting up a sign. You know, it's a daily process, in my opinion, from the examples of our buddy Lowell last hour, our buddy Rob, you know, certainly the good folks that we had earlier. You know, there's just so many good people to emulate, in my opinion, and team up with, right, Sam?
Yeah, and everybody that I talk to seems to be so negative. They say, you know what, man, it's just curtains. It's a meltdown. You know, they set the stage against Donald. It's just going to be horrible. I agree that we got a rough road to hoe. There's no doubt about it, folks. But I'm telling you, what can't we accomplish with God in it, Kurt? I'm telling you that we've got to think about all the good that people are doing. We've got to not underestimate God's willingness to bless us when good people are doing good things.
That's exactly right. It's a key issue.
Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing what's happening. It's beyond my understanding. And there's something here that's magical. I shouldn't say magical, but it's something beyond our understanding. And what I find fascinating is that's what the Founding Fathers said, Kurt. They didn't understand exactly what was behind everything they were doing. They just knew they had the feeling that God was in it. And they knew that it was something beyond themselves. They talked about it. They talked about when they discussed liberty, when they made their plans, that they were in reverence and in awe of what was happening. I feel similar, Kurt, that we're having a religious revival, a moral revival, a revival of prayer and good people doing good things. And we got to grab onto that. We've got to participate in that. We've got to unite for that, Kurt. We're going to go to Washington tomorrow with that in mind. Everybody says, Sam, don't go. It's going to be dangerous. You'll probably get killed. I'm not going to run around with fear, folks. I ain't going to do it. I'm going to bust out and have faith, and I'm going to do my best and be as careful as I can. I'm going to trust God for the rest. We're going to go by David's tent. We're going to go by people signing this prayer pledge, if you will, this covenant, if you will. I just sent it to Kurt to read and sign also, but I already signed it. We're going to go. We're going to do our best, folks, and we're not going to give up on the greatest country in the face of the earth. We're not going to do it. We're not going to talk ill of America. Yeah, we're going to bring up the problems, because if you don't have a reality check on where you stand, it's hard to improve. However, we're going to preach positive, good things about the freest country in the world, and we're going to put the nation as a light, a beacon on a hill, to stand up for the principles of God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property. Most nations still realize that God's hand is protecting America. We need to make sure that remains true. Kurt, the final word's yours, my friend.
God bless America, and God bless the entire world, and He will as we continue endeavor to keep His commandments. Imagine that as a recipe for success, huh?
All I'm telling you is they're riding their hogs to Washington, Kurt. Many of them are starting right now. Wow, good.
That's
people
a whole
doing
lot
good
of meat.
Things everywhere. Amen
yeah,
to that.
Baby.
It's a whole lot of people with faith and confidence in we the people and in their God. All right, there you have it. We will be a rebroadcast tomorrow because we'll be on a plane. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday on James Edwards' show, The Political Cesspool. We will be live all 4 days and all 4 shows, folks, from Washington, D.C., covering President Donald Trump. Liberty Roundtable Live, this nation shall endure.